It is improperly understanding why Our Lady sets out in haste to the hill country to visit St. Elizabeth that we begin to understand the mystery of the Church. For if we took one error, then we would simply say Our Lady went there in order to congratulate Elizabeth for her miraculous conception and to care for her and her husband's bodily needs. If we took another error, the error would have just simply told Our Lady to stay home and not to bother. And so we see again how a reaction contrary to the gospel understanding has either one of two forms. The liberal would not focus on the main reason for Our Lady's departing. The other would just simply said to stay home and leave them to fend for themselves. And so it is in understanding that our Lord came as the Good Shepherd that we can understand why Our Lady sets out in haste to the hill country. For we talk about the pastoral activity of the Church, which is nothing but a word that comes from the very word, the pastor, that is, the one who takes care of a flock. And so Our Lady sends out in haste because our Lord desires to begin his mission as Savior even before he is born in the cave at Bethlehem. And so, as our Lord received a mission from his Father, so Our Lady receives a mission also from the Blessed Trinity to cooperate in the pastoral activity of Christ, that is, that activity by which he goes out to save the world. And so, we must constantly remind ourselves that in our journeys about in all that we do, our primary reason should always and everywhere to try to bring salvation to souls. And so, a kind word to the teller is an instrument of God's grace. Any act of charity that we perform with that intention to bring the Savior to them helps us cooperate in the mission of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, which was ultimately the mission of Christ. He desired to begin his activity as Savior immediately, and it would begin with the sanctification of St. John the Baptist, Elizabeth, and Zechariah during her visit to them at their home in which St. John the Baptist would be born. And so let us truly rejoice, for Our Lady sets out in haste and also in joy. So the joy of the Incarnation must always be in our hearts because we know the suffering of the cross is what we are called to do. And it is the joy of the Incarnation, that is, understanding the reason why this Lamb of the Blessed Virgin Mary gave his life for our sake, that truly inspires us and helps us to be willing to go forward in all that we do in order to cooperate in the pastoral activity of the Church, that activity by which we recognize the dignity of each and every human being, not according to liberal or traditional concerns, but according to that which Scripture teaches us, that we that we have that same concern, that same respect for the dignity of every human being, because that dignity is in the fact that Christ came in order to save them. And so we just do not engage them in conversation because we engage them in conversation for conversation's sake, nor do we simply disregard all those who are not members of the Church according to a particular line of thought, and leave them adrift, feeling that they are unworthy even to hear the gospel news spread to them. This is not the mission of the Church. The mission of the Church is very precise, and it is the same mission of Our Lady. We recognize the dignity of each human being because their soul was purchased by the shedding of the Lamb of the Virgin Mary, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Calvary. And so an infinite price was paid for every soul, and so every soul is worthy of the activities of conquest of Holy Mother Church, that is, those activities by which we desire to win all souls for the kingdom of Christ in this life in order that they may attain eternal blessedness in the life to come. And so, during this season, there is much that we learn that we are to avoid, and there is much that we learn that we are to do. And so, let us always and everywhere remember that the church was established with a mission. That mission is pastoral. That mission will not change. It will not pass away, no matter what type of philosophy tries to do away with it or to justify another approach. The mission of the church is pastoral. That is, it is a mission to go forth and to claim all souls. Indeed, it will be the final and great command of our Lord to his apostles and hence to all disciples, that is, all baptized members of the Holy Church, to somehow go forth and cooperate, because our Lord said, go forth and baptize all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That activity cannot be done unless we are actually out there actively seeking and striving for those souls that Christ offered his life on Calvary for. And so, from the time she is established until the time the Lord comes, the church will be active in the conquest of souls, and it is to good Catholics everywhere to cooperate in that mission according to God's will in their life. And so we have much to do, for the world seems to be contrary to the Incarnation, contrary to the mission of the Immaculate, and that contrariness has crept within the very mystical body of Christ by two forms of errors that have nothing to do with the mission of Christ and hence have nothing to do with the mission of the Immaculate. And so let us strive to resolve always to be found cooperating, so that we too are willing to go in haste at all times and at all places in the conquest of souls, as is the Immaculate Virgin Mary this day, and as she is ready to do each and every day of her life, even her heavenly life. For there is not one corner of this world that Our Lady would not use a soul consecrated to her to go into and seek those souls that are dwelling there, whether it be the holiest of places or whether it be the most depraved of places. Our Lady desires only one thing, that they too receive the visitation of the Christ child, as St. Elizabeth's family would shortly receive that visitation through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And so let us always strive to intercede with our Lord and his Mother, so that the missionary activity of the Church can continue, and that no one may thwart it, and that all efforts to thwart it, either by excess or defect, may ultimately be crushed by her who crushes all heresy in all forms, whether it be an attractive form or a non-attractive form. There should be no sympathetic attachment to any error that would thwart the mission of Christ. And so let us pray this day that Our Lady crushes the head of that infernal serpent, especially where he tries to block the missionary activity of the Church, no matter how he does it and no matter who he uses. Let us pray that that error is destroyed, so that the mission of the Immaculate may continue unabated until the end of time. That mission, to bring Christ to souls. She begins it by bringing Christ to St. John the Baptist, to St. Elizabeth, and St. Zechariah, and she continues to do it and will continue to do it until the end of time. And so we must be found cooperating with her, not being contrary to her. And if we do our part, then ultimately we will receive that for which the Savior came to the world, to sanctify us in this life, to give us the grace to remain faithful to him in order that we may enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.